This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. I was involved in a Facebook discussion. Somebody on Facebook was talking about what happened in St. Louis with the couple that was they came out of their palazzo style home and defended it. They had guns in hand, and they were defending it. And one person was thinking, well, you know, this is somebody that's going to turn this into, it's a death penalty for trespass. And they weren't trespassing. I tried to explain to them about disparity of force. That didn't work. Then the thing came up. This is what the police are for. This is why the police have guns, and that's why the police are there, and that's what it was all about. And it occurred to me. Now, this is a discussion that's going on in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm originally from Columbia, South Carolina. I live in the upstate of South Carolina now, so it occurs to me, because like right around here where I live, nobody's calling for the defunding of police. I talked to two young men that are police officers, sheriff's deputies, actually, last night, and they were just out. I went out to get Chinese food, and they were there, I guess, getting Chinese food, and I just asked them, how are things going for you? And they're getting no pushback. But in the wake of all of the George Floyd riots, police are being demonized across the board, across the country. Each and every officer now being held responsible for the action of their least worthy member, which has been happening to gun owners for years. That's beside the point. They're also being targeted for defunding, as if any society on earth could exist without some measure of policing, without turning into the Lord of the Flies. And it's not getting a lot of press, but stories are dribbling out rapidly about a collective call for help. Some 272 New York police officers retired in the wake of the George Floyd riots, a 49% spike over the year earlier. Seattle was similar. Its forces are operating at just 65% capacity. Minneapolis has seen at least 7 resignations. Joel Pollack at Breitbart News has an astonishing report about police demoralization in L.A., He writes, morale within the L.A. Police Department is currently at a record low thanks to the ongoing Black Lives Matter protests and the vilification of police by local politicians. Robert Harris, the director of the Los Angeles Police Protective League, tells CBS Los Angeles that officers feel beaten and bruised by the ongoing protests. That was corroborated by a Breitbart News source within the LAPD who said morale across the rank and file is at a record low, especially out in the street on patrol. We have been vilified and abandoned by the mayor, all but 3 of the city council members, as well as many business owners and residents of the city of Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti announced at the height of the riots in early June with the National Guard on the streets that he would be cutting the LAPD budget by up to $150 million, answering calls from activists to defund the police. That's bad. It's bad. But it portends some bad times as police jobs are abandoned. And early retirements are spiking upwards. Back to Breitbart. The citizens think crime and homelessness is bad now. They have seen nothing yet, the LAPD source told Breitbart News. Wait till a couple of months go by. Proactivity is all but gone. It sucks, but the community has allowed cops to be vilified. When there's blood in the streets due to drastic increase of out-of-control violent crime, then all of the people, including businesses who have turned their backs on cops, will learn of the mistake they made on selling us out. Now, police demonization didn't start with the George Floyd case, but it doesn't help that every major city in America is under one-party blue rule. And in the absence of Republicans, the ruling leftist elites use police as one of their proxies, since they have no Republicans to fight against. This is, you know, if you want to see what things would be like in the country, you don't have to look too far. Just look at Los Angeles or Atlanta or Chicago. You don't have to go very far. Yet, police don't stand for Republican or Democrat sides. They are actually a proxy for fairness and the rule of law. And law is what the left really despises. The left has always been about obtaining unfettered power without any sort of burden from law. And a good guess for when the rot started in the downhill slide in the respect for law and order could be argued to be the decriminalization of marijuana law. And from there, the emptying of prisons, which began in earnest shortly before the COVID-19 pandemic. By the way, while they're sitting around telling you that you have to social distance, can't you enforce social distancing in a prison? So, but this was the time for the academic rhetoric against mass incarceration. That likely had some effect. And the calls to end prisons, like coming from the longtime lionized communist Angela Davis in a speech at UCLA a few years ago, added to the slide. And meanwhile, the leftist protesters rocked the streets and looted shops for the George Floyd riots. Hollywood jumped in and took police shows off the air. That'll show them. No more cops. No more live PD. Suddenly cops were in mass painted as evil instead of heroes. And now with this talk of defunding police, and police are moving out ahead of it by resigning first. And the failure of the Democrat Blue City polls and their voters to back the police forces under their command is driving it most of all. Because these people are cowards, and they're going to preen and posture about not wanting police force. But what happens to them when you finally get it? Because the result is going to be hellishness. And in the meantime, the existing forces are showing signs of distress, which will make itself felt in many different ways in coming days. Recruiting will be down. Or recruiting will attract the worst, including organized criminals with an interest in controlling and corrupting the system rather than protecting their community. One of the things that happened in New York was the Sullivan Act. And that was a law passed, so only one gang could have guns. Sullivan Gang. Police themselves will retire at their desks, seeing nothing, doing nothing proactive, and they're not going to take any chances. And I don't blame them. Those that remain will focus only on making an early retirement for their pensions, and in these instances, police won't be defunded. They'll just be expensive zombies for the cities. And the burden rests then on mid-sized and small cities to develop a new culture of supporting police forces. Police are human beings, and they're going to respond to incentives. And any town that wants them had better be prepared to defend them. And right now, that's not seen in the crumbling blue cities that, by no coincidence, are seeing the citizens flee too. I really am interested to see what's going to happen when they get exactly what they want. Because once the cops are gone, all the good people are going to leave. All the law-abiding people are going to leave. This will become like a no-man's land. It will become a no-go zone. It will become like escape from L.A. or escape from New York, where maybe we'll wall the city up or something. I don't know. Or maybe we'll wall the state of California up. I have no idea how this is going to work. Thankfully, I live in an area where we still support law enforcement. I know they're not perfect. I get it. But what are they going to have when they're gone? And in the meantime, there's still a group of people out there that I know some of them, and they're out there saying, this is why you have the police. Well, not everybody sees it that way, pal. Not everybody sees it that way. They want to both take your guns, and they want to take your police. And I don't know what you think that leaves you. I really don't. So, we'll see what comes of this. But in the meantime, the blue cities are going to continue to hemorrhage people. Law enforcement, I mean, in L.A., the pensions are really high. They can't, they're $30 billion in the hole or $50 billion in the hole anyway. So these guys that just want to quit and cruise until it's time to retire, thank you very much for taking the time to serve your community. I'm sorry they didn't back you up or support you, and you earned that retirement. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Star-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Now, Joe Biden is elected. One of his first plans that he intends to put out there is he's going to make wearing a mask in public mandatory nationwide. This is what he said on the CNN affiliate in Pittsburgh, KDKA, while wearing a black mask. The one thing we do know is these masks make a gigantic difference. I would insist that everybody out in public be wearing that mask. Anyone to reopen would have to make sure they walked into a business that had masks. When he was pressed if he'd use federal power to mandate wearing a mask in public, he responded, "Yes, I would. From an executive standpoint, yes." Asked again if that meant he would, in effect, mandate mask wearing, Biden said, "I would do everything possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public." Now, in Illinois, their governor and his health experts say continuously that they base all of their dictatorial edicts that have destroyed the economy on science and data there. They chastise other states for reopening too soon, and they have, you know, for having a less strict standard. We're lectured that our health will be jeopardized if we travel into surrounding states with less strict standards. What does this sound like? Including not wearing face masks. And what we don't see are data from other states to support this. Supposed journalists never challenge the statements by doing research and reporting data. So, today I will do this for them. Now, here's data from day before yesterday, almost 4 months into the serious effects of the virus, and almost 2 months after some states started substantial reopening. The 11 worst states, along with D.C., that had the most deaths per 100,000 people, were mostly the most restrictive. New York, 165. New Jersey, 168. Connecticut, 128. Massachusetts, 116. Rhode Island, 87. D.C., 77. Louisiana, 68. Michigan, 61. Illinois, 54. Delaware, 52. Maryland, 52. Pennsylvania, 51. Almost all of the states that had the worst deaths had very strict dictatorial rules in place. Meanwhile, some of the states that there were less restrictive and have been reopened for up to 2 months have much better results, including Oklahoma, 9. And before the Trump visit, they were told, everybody was told, it's exploding here in Oklahoma. Texas, 8. Florida, 15. Arizona, 21. Texas and Florida are very large, diverse states, and their death rates are a small fraction of the rates of New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, and have been lower the last week, yet the media ripped them to scare the public and applaud New York and Illinois for their restrictions. And the biggest spike is in California, which has remained substantially closed. Now, here are the states that touch Illinois, other than Michigan, that Pritzker lectures people to be careful in. Missouri, 16. Iowa, 22. Indiana, 38. Kentucky, 12. Wisconsin, 13. We're told that causes and deaths would spike after big crowds on Memorial Day. 100% wrong. We're told cases and deaths would spike after Republicans beat the tyrannical governor at the Wisconsin Supreme Court and because of an in-person primary. They were 100% wrong. The dictatorial edicts have greatly harmed the citizens from their states, and they have no statistical data that show better health and death results. And the cure, in this case, is worse than the disease. And there's no scientific data that show many children carrying or spreading COVID-19, yet the mental, physical, and emotional damage to children continues. They should open without masks. Now, here's an interesting statistic that you're not going to see. 15% of Arizona hospital bed use currently is filled by COVID-19 patients. Yet, the media lead us to believe that hospitals are being overtaken by patients with the virus. They lie to push an agenda to scare the public. Because, see, we were scared, right? Then we started to reopen. Then George Floyd died. And then the riots started, and everybody was like it was, like it used to be, and we were swimming and going to bars and all this other stuff, and we can't have that. You guys can't be free this way. Have we ever tested people before for the seasonal flu, the swine flu, or the other viruses where people have had no symptoms? I don't recall all the free clinics doing that. And here are the things that we should do every year, whichever virus we're dealing with. Wash your hands. Yeah, pretty simple. Keep your areas clean. If you're sick, don't go to work, but go to the doctor. Don't hang around people that you know are sick. It isn't, you know, this is not rocket science we're talking about. We have dealt with disease and viruses for a very long time. We have found ways to protect against viruses. We have, you know, everybody says, well, you know, the virus mutates. Well, so do we. We adapt, which is sort of a mutation. We adapt to the virus. We deal with the virus. And in the meantime, where I live in the upstate of South Carolina, and it is, it's sort of, you know, we're trying to go back to wearing a mask all the time. In my city limits, you have to wear a mask. Although they know they can't actually mandate that. So what they're doing now is they're doing these suggestions that if you are wearing a mask, or if you're going into a grocery store, wear a mask. Because this is where everybody goes anyway, right? This is where all the people go all the time. And we were controlling you there for a little bit. You were following the arrows on the floor. You were following the six-foot increments marked on the floor. We know that we were following you. We got to get you back in this mindset. This is an attempt to implement socialism. This is a way to condition us to get used to being afraid to go outside. Except being outside is the safest place you can be. The UV rays will burn off everything. When you're outside, it's like you're Superman as far as COVID-19. COVID-19 bounces off of you. It doesn't even make it to you. And in the meantime, they have done such a really good job that I see people walking outside by themselves wearing a mask. You don't need a mask. The only time you need a mask is if you're going to be around other people. I'll almost give that to you. But driving your car when you're by yourself? There's no coronavirus clouds out there. I keep saying this. When you're outside, you are in the best place you could be. So get outside and water ski. And water ski without a mask. And let the guy driving the boat not have a mask. Because it's hard to drink a beer when you're wearing a mask. I haven't tried it yet, but I suspect I'm correct on that one. So, you know, pay attention to this, because this guy here, this is the one that everybody says right now Trump's in trouble. He's going to lose the election, and this is the guy that's going to be elected. He's going to take every gun out there, or at least AR-15s, and make you wear a mask. This is, yeah, well worth fighting this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, taking questions from reporters after giving a statement. It's the first time the former vice president has taken questions from reporters in 89 days. The vice president saying President Trump continues to make matters worse, not better.
We can't continue half wearing masks and half rejecting science. We can't continue half with a plan, and half just hoping for the best.
The former vice president did not release his COVID-19 plan, but said he would be in the near future. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is condemning irresponsible leaks to news organizations. McEnany saying it's false that the president was briefed on reports that Russia placed bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is giving a warning to Russia about any threats against U.S. forces.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
The Wyoming Republicans' comments come as reports out there that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Earthquakes have folks on edge again on the West Coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. Now then. here's the thing. This is the thing. Okay, let's talk about Black Lives Matter. On their website, their radical founders. I guess I could probably put that back to where the video is showing, couldn't I? Yeah, there it goes. The radical founders traced the creation of their movement to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's murderer, George Zimmerman. Had they paid any attention to the trial, they would have known that Zimmerman should never have been charged with murder, let alone tried. And the fact that he was arrested can be attributed to the fraud that was Benjamin Crump, who milked the racial divide. And the one person capable of exposing this fraud is George Zimmerman. All he needs is his own Atticus Finch, an attorney brave enough to resist the howling mob and stand up for the truth. Now, in the way of background, he has filed a suit in the Circuit Court of Florida's 10th Judicial Circuit, and the evidence is overwhelming that Trayvon Martin's support team, including Martin's parents and their attorney Benjamin Crump, knowingly substituted an imposter witness for the real phone witness in order to secure Zimmerman's arrest for the 2012 shooting of Martin. Also named in the suit are the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the state of Florida, the former state attorneys Bernie De La Rionda, John Guy, and Angela Corey, and Harper Collins, the publisher of Crump's defamatory book, Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People. I've never seen that at Barnes & Noble. In a 2012 deposition, the perjured testimony of the imposter in question, Rachel Gentile, enabled the state of Florida to arrest Zimmerman and take him to trial. And evidence strongly suggests the state attorneys knew that that witness was a fraud. And he was inspired to launch the suit based on the dogged research done by Los Angeles filmmaker Joel Gilbert for his documentary film and book of the same name, The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. Now, attorney Larry Klayman was brave enough to file the suit, but Zimmerman has parted ways with him now, and is now seeking a Florida attorney with a strong knowledge of state procedure to push the suit through to its conclusion. And they effectively ruined his life. I mean, this happens whenever any of this happens, whether you are, you know, Darren Wilson, who was the cop in the Michael Brown case. In these instances where it is really self-defense, and I was in a discussion because somebody told me that what happened to Trayvon Martin was murder. I had to explain why it wasn't murder. But they effectively ruined his life. And listen, I know enough about him to think he's probably not. I don't much care for what I know about George Zimmerman, but at the same time, nobody deserves to have their life ruined that way. And on the fateful day that this was happening, De La Rionda flew to Miami from Jacksonville to depose Brittany Diamond Eugene, the girl who was on the phone with Trayvon up to the moment of his death. Diamond Eugene, at least once before, had met with Sabrina Fulton, the real one, before mid-March. And Crump may have met her with her as well, and he certainly coached her to follow his fraudulent script of a raging Zimmerman stalking and killing the little boy, the scared little boy, Trayvon Martin. And his own phone interview with Diamond was recorded by ABC's Mac Gutman and then broadcast. On April 2nd, when Fulton drove with De La Rionda to Diamond's home, they were redirected to another address. Fulton said, "I had knocked on the door and asked for Diamond." According to the lawsuit, rather than defendant Eugene coming to the door, defendant Gentile appeared and claimed that she was Diamond Eugene. So in the Trayvon hoax, Gilbert did a brilliant job identifying and locating the real Diamond Eugene, a then 16-year-old Haitian-American hottie who stole Trayvon's heart. And the state attorneys had full exchange, the text exchanges that was going, or full access to these exchanges between Diamond Eugene and Trayvon, many of which had photos. Coming from the suit, defendant Eugene could in no way be mistaken for defendant Gentile, who was 2 years older, 5 inches taller, and about 120 pounds heavier than defendant Eugene. Yeah, that's a disparity. While we're on the subject of height, little Trayvon was about a half a foot taller than Zimmerman. There is overwhelming evidence that Crump orchestrated the witness switch when the real Diamond refused to lie under oath. And someone then recruited Diamond's mentally challenged half-sister, Gentile, to pretend to be Diamond. And of all of those being sued, it is only Sabrina Fulton who probably knew that Gentile was an imposter. Fulton is running for commissioner in Miami-Dade County with Hillary Clinton's open support. As Trayvon's mother, Fulton has emerged as something of an icon in national Democratic politics. The media have done everything possible to protect not just Fulton, despite her obvious involvement, but the entire phony narrative. And the response of the Miami Herald to this scandal has been nothing short of disgraceful. Zimmerman remains upbeat, maybe impressively so. Although disheartened to see Crump using the same playbook to divide the country, he has been encouraged by the response to the Trayvon hoax film since Gilbert put it up for free on YouTube. Recently, he said, "My faith in humanity has been restored by reading the comments on Joel's movie. He particularly appreciates hearing from young people whose minds have been changed from watching the film." In the comments, here's some samples. "I thought Zimmerman was the man the media made him out to be. Thank God you made an excellent documentary with much class and dignity. Thank you for showing up and balancing the real scales of justice. Wow, 20 minutes in, and I'm mad as blank, and I'm black. Wow, I'm in complete shock. Thank you. I'm black, and I knew something was up. I couldn't find enough information on the case. This is amazing. Thanks, man. I've been trying to convince people that it was self-defense, and they won't listen. I thought it had made it to the peak of my disgust for the media's blatant lies, but this is a whole new level. This is betrayal to a young black man traumatized by the fear-mongering pushed out as a result of the case and indoctrinated at 12 years old with the idea I was being hunted down everywhere I went because of my race. Betrayal." And that last quote nails it. So now Zimmerman needs an Atticus Finch, one brave attorney, to undo some of this racial madness in which much of this country has descended since the death of Trayvon Martin. It boils down to a very simple thing. What happened that day was bad. And in a lot of ways, it was probably unnecessary. But at the same time, where Zimmerman made that first mistake of getting out of his vehicle, he was then talked by whoever he was talking to on the other end of the phone, which was somebody at 911 or something. He was talked into breaking off his search and going back to his vehicle. And then he was ambushed, not by a 12-year-old cute Trayvon Martin, but by a pretty impressive, physically impressive kid who had learned and apparently perfected ground and pound, which is a MMA technique where you straddle your opponent and sit on his chest and just beat him in the face. And he wasn't beating him in the face. He grabbed him by his head and started beating that on the sidewalk. And, that's when George Zimmerman reached into his pocket. So, but that was never murder. That was never murder, no matter, you know. And look at where we are now. Look at all of this listening to the mainstream media, all of this stuff that has been stoked and stroked and all this other thing. Look where it's gotten us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Under current federal law, licensed dealers are required to run background checks on all gun purchases prior to making any sort of sale, prior to handing you the gun, taking your money, and off you go. This does not apply in most places to private gun transactions between individuals, either in person or online. Although, I don't know how exactly people sell online to each other, because there has to be some, you may hook up with somebody like on something like Gunless, but then you're face to face with them. This is not something where you're putting it in, you know, dropping it in a manila envelope and putting three stamps on it saying, okay, there you go, there you go. Now, for some people, this is a potential loophole where a prohibited person could legally obtain firearms. Although prohibited people obtain firearms every day and never have anything to do with that legal gun owner. But listen, that's all beside the point. While polls show widespread support for universal background checks, there's mixed evidence. First of all, there's mixed evidence that these polls actually show widespread support. But there's also mixed evidence that show a universal background check that this would prevent or reduce gun violence. Now, to get this in perspective, what you have to understand is this. Right now, if I own a gun and I have a friend that wants to buy a gun, I can sell it to him. I have none of the restrictions that a federal firearms licensee would have in South Carolina. I don't have to do a background check. I don't have to know anything about him. And if he does turn out to be a desperado, I'm completely clear and clean of that one. But, you know, there was a point where they were saying, well, 40% of all guns are sold without a background check, which was debunked, but that was how they were trying to push universal background checks. The problem I have with universal background checks, the big problem I have with this, is that that means you have to have a gun registry in order for that to work. And everywhere they have gun registries, that's always the the precursor, if you will, to coming and getting your gun, I guess. Which would lead to another situation like we find ourselves in right now. But according to about 1 in 5 gun transactions in the U.S. occur without a background check, according to a 2017 study by researchers at Harvard and Northeastern University. Another study, also from 2017 by the Department of Justice, found that only about 1.5% of the millions of gun background checks run by the FBI annually result in denials, which means mostly law-abiding people are going in there to buy a gun because a desperado that knows he's a desperado, sorry about that, he's going to know that he's not going to pass a background check, so he's not even going to go to the gun show. A federal universal background check law would require all firearm purchasers to pass a criminal records check done by either a state background check or the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, which is administered by the FBI. And the aim is to identify a larger number of individuals who should be barred from buying a gun by increasing the categories of transactions that require a background check. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about gun control. First of all, background checks are a background check is a Polaroid snapshot of you right now and looking backwards. This does not make any sort of provision for you maybe getting hit in the head with a brick and going crazy, for you having having a crime of passion or something like that, a true crime of passion. This is really we existed till 1994 without background checks. I'm still trying to figure out why this is a thing, to be honest with you. In a state with a universal background check law, criminal background checks are done every time a gun sale is initiated, or at least they think so. Because like I said, there's no way to back this up. In Colorado, where they have a universal background check, they don't have a registry. So what they're saying is that, well, of course, we're tracking the data. For some of these people, most of these people would look at this and saying, this is a rule for suckers. I don't want to pay for a background check. But anyway, the way these work is when a sale is initiated, whether it's in person or at a federally licensed dealer online, at a gun show, or between individuals. If the purchase is made online, the vendor sells the firearm to a licensed dealer who then runs a background check before completing the sale. Now, see, right here, in their own research, what they just did was they explained to you how the online loophole works. A dealer sells it to another dealer, and then the background check happens. I had some lights delivered today, and they were delivered to my door. None of my guns get delivered to my door. I have to go down to the gun shop. Yeah. Now, this check looks for criminal convictions, a history of mental illness, and other factors that would bar somebody from buying a gun. Although I know of no data out there in the background check system, especially on the form 4473. Maybe it's in there and one of the things that I check no to all the time. I don't know, because every time they do the revision, what you have to do is, what I do is I learn the revision, and then I check the appropriate box, and then I do that from then on. I don't know if they ask a question, are you mentally ill? I hope not. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Proponents of the universal background checks argue they reduce gun violence by identifying more prohibited purchasers and preventing gun violence that could be perpetrated by criminals who are able to purchase weapons. Yeah, that sounds like the Big Rock Candy Mountain. There is no way to track that unless there's a gun registry. And then even if there's a gun registry, and you were to sell a gun in a place where you have a registry, what is to keep you from losing every gun you own in one of those unfortunate boating accidents on the river? This is the folly of gun control. It is the same thing as trying to track. Right now, while we're watching coronavirus, we're testing more people. And we're finding out more people have had coronavirus. Now, notice that we're not talking about how many people are hospitalized. Notice that we're not hearing about how many people are dying as a result of this spike. You would think that this would be part of it, but it isn't. So with this, where they're trying to say, and the reason you don't know that is because it's impossible to track. Because people that are popping up as positive of having had it, in a lot of cases, are just asymptomatic. Or they've had it and gotten over it. Criminals are going to get the guns from the black market. A family member is going to give them a gun. Friends are going to give them a gun. They're going to steal it out of a car. If you live in San Francisco, you probably are going to look for a cop and break into his car, and you'll probably find a wealth of weapons in it. Because for some reason, all of them leave them there in their car in San Francisco. The universal background checks are unconstitutional, by the way. I just want to throw that in there because it would require a registry. Universal background checks are going to reduce nothing. They're just going to add another layer of complete and total stuff that just makes it harder for you to buy a gun, to have a gun. The RAND Corporation recently completed a meta-analysis of 18 different gun control policies and found moderate evidence that universal background checks decrease both violent crime, including homicides, and suicide rates. Isn't that convenient? And yet, I don't see a single quote in here from John Lott, who I would think would be the guy to, do these quotes. And also the other part, we don't even know how this was put together. So universal background checks, they're still talking about it. They're still debating it. In the meantime, it has zero chance of passing right now because definitely not on a federal level. And this is why this election coming up is going to matter. This is why we need to get a hold of the House. This is why we need to hold the Senate. And this is why Donald Trump needs to be reelected. Otherwise, it's going to be, you've heard of dancing in the street. It's probably going to be fighting in the street. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.